All right, Alexander, this is a story coming out of the Daily Beast, which makes it very interesting that it's the Daily Beast that is reporting this, as well as OK Magazine, which also reported on this. So you have two publications which are Democrat, left, neoliberal left publications that despise the Trump White House, but they're reporting on this story. And the title of the story reads like this. This is from the Daily Beast. Ghislaine Maxwell's nephew worked under Hillary Clinton at the State Department. OK Magazine first reported on the ties after pictures surfaced of an Epstein victim giving a neck massage to former President Bill Clinton. Now, let me get to the part, Alexander, where they describe Hillary Clinton hiring Ghislaine Maxwell's nephew. And his name is Alexander Gerasi. Now, the celebrity tabloid OK Magazine is reporting that ex-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and this is a quote, gifted Maxwell's nephew, Alexander Gerasi, a position within her department when he was just out of college and gave him special treatment. A State Department spokesperson told the Daily Beast that Gerasi served as a staff assistant from May 2009 to June 2012. The Daily Beast cannot confirm whether the role was in fact, quote, gifted by Clinton. So there you have it. After the Shaunties, that the person they were referring to was Shaunties Davis that was giving Bill Clinton the massage, the 22-year-old Shaunties Davis. That photo was surfaced by the Daily Mail UK, and it was following pretty much, I believe, hours after Clinton gave his Bill Clinton gave the speech at the DNC, at the Democrat convention. So is this a case, Alexander, of the Daily Beast helping out the Democrats and getting ahead of the story? OK Magazine and the Daily Beast helping the Clintons to get ahead of the story, that being Hillary Clinton gifted, their words, not mine, gifted Ghislaine Maxwell's nephew a job at the State Department? Or could it be the fact that the corporate fake news media is throwing the Clintons under the bus, saying, you know what, maybe we are going to get ahead of this story, but you guys just have too much dirt. We'll report it. We'll get ahead of it before it spreads to other, say, Trump-friendly publications. But your guy's time is done. Hillary, you're not going to be running in 2020. What do you make of this?
I think it's both. I think they are trying to get ahead of the story because, of course, there's going to be more and more revelations, I predict, about the Ghislaine Epstein scandal with the investigation of with the prosecution of Ghislaine Maxwell underway. We're going to see more and more of this all the time. So in one way, this is an exercise in damage limitation by, you know, publicizing it and getting ahead of the story first. But I also definitely think it's a warning to the Clintons. It's telling the Clintons, you know, you're yesterday. Now you're an embarrassment. Stay out of the way. Don't interfere in the election. You're not going to help Joe Biden at all. And I would not be surprised too, and I get to say this bluntly, I would not be surprised if Barack Obama is not, you know, hasn't played some part, some role in all of this. You know, he's been edging the Clintons out of the way as he's gradually moved to take control of the Democratic Party himself. He's apparently now a richer man than the Clintons are, which is quite remarkable, by the way, in such a short time. So, you know, that, you know, that this is not impossible. But let's put these speculations to one side for one moment, because important though they are, let's not forget the absolute central story here. We see Hillary Clinton, wife of Bill Clinton. We've seen Bill Clinton. He's been getting his massage from a friend of Epstein's, not actually a friend of Epstein's, an employee of Epstein's. We have all this information about Bill Clinton traveling on airplanes and, you know, on the Lolita Express 26 times, and he pretended he hadn't. And it turns out that he's visited with Hillary Epstein's ranch and, you know, been to the island and done all of these things. So we see all of this with Bill Clinton. So he seems to be very close to Epstein. He seems to be very, very close to the scandal indeed. And now we see Hillary Clinton, his wife, a person in some ways as important in American politics as Bill Clinton is himself. His wife, former Secretary of State, person involved with the Hillary Clinton Foundation, the person who eliminated all those emails. Remember all those emails from all kinds of people? One wonders, by the way, if any of those emails were between her and Epstein. Just saying, we don't know because they've all been, you know, cleared out. And she's gifting, not our word, it's the word of, you know, OK, her magazine, which, as you correctly say, ardent Democratic magazine. So, you know, we're not making that connection. It says possibly gifted a powerful post in the State Department to the nephew of Ghislaine, who happens to be, Epstein's partner, or definitely somebody involved in a deep relationship with Epstein, certainly, and by all accounts, his co-accomplice. Now, I don't think you need to do much joining up of dots here, because they're all there. I mean, you know, Bill gets all these holidays in these islands. He gets all this massage done. And Hillary, she's arranging to have somebody who is connected with the Ghislaine and Epstein, a very, very cushy job. I mean, what kind of a gift is that? A
quid
job
for
the State Department. It's not everybody who gets that kind of gift as soon as they come out of college.
Yeah, let me add some more context and we'll wrap up the video, Alexander. I'm going once again to the Daily Beast. A friend of Gerassi told the Daily Beast that Maxwell played no part in introducing Gerassi to Clinton or recommending him for the job with the former First Lady. Quote, "These are false allegations against a talented and qualified public servant," the friend said, going further down into the article, Alexander, and we get to, let me find it here. Here we are. Gerassi's name also popped up in a collection of Clinton's emails hacked by, you guessed it, WikiLeaks. In a November 2011 message, Assistant Secretary Jeffrey Feltman referred to his, quote, special assistant, Alex Gerassi, end quote. Feltman mentioned Gerassi again in a January 2012 email, according to WikiLeaks. Gerassi was also a non-resident associate of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. A biography on the endowment's website states, Gerassi's research, quote, focused on Tunisia and U.S. foreign policy toward the Middle East and North Africa. The bio adds, quote, from 2009 to 2012, Gerassi was chief of staff and special assistant in the U.S. Department of State's Bureau for Near Eastern Affairs, covering U.S. relations with Arab states, Israel, and Iran. He worked on matters relating to democratization and civil society in the Arab world, the Arab uprisings, and Israeli-Palestinian peace, end quote. In other words, he worked on color revolutions, destabilizing the Middle East, and perhaps Libya.
Indeed, and it just an extraordinary coincidence that Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein, has, as I understand it, a Saudi passport and photos of himself with Mohammed bin Salman and Benjamin Netanyahu. In other words, we have a young man catapulted straight into the middle of the State Department into a post covering the Middle East, which is, of course, the same part of the world that Epstein seems to be so incredibly well connected to. Coincidence? Possibly. But I get to say something else. If anybody thinks that Hillary Clinton, when she appointed this young man to his post, wasn't aware of the fact that he was Ghislaine's nephew, then I have a bridge to sell them. I mean, there is no conceivable way she would not have known that. Even, you know, even if there'd been no formal introductions or anything of that kind. So it seems to be a very well-connected young man, obviously involved with the Epsteins and Ghislaine, finds himself into a post. There's connections to Epstein and Ghislaine in all of this. There's connections between the Clintons and Epstein and Ghislaine. And he's there, right at the center of things, organizing color revolutions or involved in organizing color revolutions in Libya, in the Middle East, in the Arab world, all of these places where all of these people are so interested. Remember, of course, that Hillary Clinton was the person who was the strongest advocate of regime change in Libya. So it seems a most remarkable promotion for such a young and inexperienced man that he's catapulted so fast and so high at Hillary Clinton's gift, again, not our word, and that he has all these connections to Epstein and Ghislaine. It seems to me that, you know, you don't have to take, the dots don't need too much joining. They're already joined.
Yeah, we'll leave it there, Alexander. The trafficking, the war, the destabilization, the spying, Epstein's Libya, Clinton, it's all damn connected. The whole damn thing is one big web of sinister deceit and sinister practices and just misery and destabilization. It's my God. Right, just when you think this story can't get any crazier, you have revelations like this. And here you have the Daily Beast getting ahead of it and doing their part. And really, it is helping out the neoliberals and the Clintons.
Well, indeed. I mean, they're trying to say, for example, you know, that the fact that this man had a connection to Ghislaine and Epstein is pure coincidence. As I said, it is inconceivable that Hillary Clinton, when she gifted him the job, didn't know who he was. I mean, that's impossible. I mean, remember, people who are appointed to high positions in the State Department get vetted. So, I mean, you know, even if she never heard of this young man before, that would have told us. I mean, we're talking nonsense anyway, because of course she would have known who he was. Yeah. How would she have known would she have gifted something to him if she hadn't known him? It's inexplicable otherwise. She must have known him in order to gift him something. You don't just give gifts to people you don't know. That's impossible. That doesn't make any kind of sense. So of course she knew him. And he's brought right into the very center of things. I get to say something, by the way. You said that, you know, it gets ever more complicated. I think this is a massively complicated scandal. I think it has many, many branches and aspects. I think that we've only seen a tiny part of it. And I think lots of people are implicated in different ways. Some are implicated from, you know, directly in the actual wrongdoing, but others are implicated in other ways, because this wasn't just a network of corruption and of abuse. It was also a network of influence and power, and we must never overlook that.
Yep. All right. I'll leave you with one final thought, and that is, if the FBI was going to vet this guy, then I would imagine they would eventually turn up Maxwell and Epstein as they are vetting him. But he still got the job. There you go.
Oh, no. And of course they would have done. Absolutely they would have done. But as I said, I can't reiterate too strongly. Hillary Clinton knew who he was. She must have known who he was. If she was going to give him a job, she would have known who he was. You don't just go along and say, well, you know, I want somebody who's clever at this. You pick a name at random and then give them an important job in the State Department. It doesn't work like that. You gift somebody something if you know them.
Yeah,
that's the way it always happens. I don't give away gifts to people I don't know. I give gifts to people I do know. She certainly knew who he was, even if it wasn't Ghislaine. Notice how careful the words were. Even if Ghislaine and Maxwell didn't themselves introduce him to Epstein, and even if they themselves didn't make that recommendation to Epstein, it doesn't mean that the connection isn't there. I mean, you appear to be denying a connection, when in fact, if you pass the words carefully, you are not.
All right, we will leave it there. Alexander Mercurius, Editor-in-Chief of The Draft, thank you very much. Guys, click that subscribe button, that red subscribe button. If you like this video, subscribe to our channel. You will get notified every time we push out a new video and every time we go live on a live stream. And also, please donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. Please donate to us. We are a small channel. We are doing our very best to bring you all the news from around the world. And please go to the Durant Shop. Pick up some of our merchandise at durantshop.com. You will find mugs. You will find enamel mugs, t-shirts, polo shirts, all kinds of great stuff. Alexander, you have a mug of England. I have a mug here of Armenia.
Armenia. So you see, we have these enamel mugs. I'm actually on a walking holiday, and they're the ideal kind of mug if you're out walking, you know, in the forests and the hills, as I am. But we've got a wonderful, amazing magic porcelain mugs, and we've now also got these amazing, wonderful, extraordinary enameled mugs. And you'll find lots of flags, all the country's flags on them. If you don't see your own country's flag, wait a little. Alex is adding things to the shop all the time. More than likely, you will find a mug with your own country's flag before long. If it doesn't appear soon, wait a little and then drop Alex a line or me a line, and we'll see how we can accommodate you. And we don't just have the flags now on our mugs. We have them on our shirts too. You will see that I'm wearing a new shirt with the flag of the United Kingdom. We're also looking to do that with our polo shirts. Alex is wearing a prototype one with a flag there of the flag of Greece. But, you know, we're going to be Alex is working very, very hard to expand our range of shirts to accommodate people in that way, with the flags, both on our shirts, our ordinary t-shirts, and our polo shirts too, our very amazing and wonderful polo shirts. And I would also say that we've got amazing other products on our shop. We've got embroidered hats, we've got trucker's hats, we've got baseball caps, amazing hats, and we've also got our other products, our ebooks too. You can support the Durant by coming to our shop and buying these great things. And you can be the great owner of these wonderful things when you come to our shop too. So come to our shop, buy these great things, support the Durant, and Alex will just remind you how to do that.
Just go to thedurantshop.com. You'll find a link in the description box down below. Alexander Mercurius, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.